Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is whole business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, and praises to our Lord, our Savior. I am Pastor Kimberly Black. I am your host tonight for the Light of Portland. Please forgive me for the technical difficulties, but we've been having computer issues all day long. But we are still ready to give God praise, ready to give him glory and honor, for it's truly due unto him. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior tonight, and we're just so thankful that you chose tonight to come and worship with us. We honor God, his presence that's here. We thank God for each of you. We want to recognize all of those that make this platform possible. We thank God for the work of the Butterfields. We pray that God will continue to bless them and keep them and bless the work of their hands. We thank God for our very own Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, and Pastor Sherelle Pennington, for the work that they do to ensure that the kingdom is advanced here in the City of Roses. And we're just truly grateful to God, to them, and to our speaker on tonight, who is no stranger to none of us, our friend and our brother, who also co-labors right here in Portland, Oregon with us. And some of you got the text message and you're saying he labors in Portland, Oregon, but he's from Fresno. Yes, he lives in Fresno, but God has assigned him an assignment to help build up the men's ministry at Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. And so he works faithfully. If you are a man on the line tonight, or if you know of a man that needs some godly fellowship, some godly mentorship, join our men every third Friday night. And I'll share the number after we have prayer. But we just want to encourage you to invite somebody to join us. Elder Bruce Mitchell is our speaker on tonight. He is going to proclaim the word of God. He is an intercessor. He is a husband. He's a father. He's a co-laborer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there's one thing that I know about Elder Mitchell. He loves the Lord, and I'm so grateful that he shares his time with us. We are right in the middle of the beginning of celebrating our Black history. And I want you to know, we don't have to look far to celebrate our Blackness. Our Black history makes America history. And we don't have to look far. Right there in our homes, in our churches, in our cities, in our community, we have Black people that have made history, that have done things to shift the atmosphere, not only for us, but for so many around us. So this month, as we are celebrating Black history, I want to encourage you to salute your local leaders. Some of us have African-Americans who, right in our city, who have been governors or been mayors or been chief of police or been senators or judges. And it's time for us to recognize our own that are living, that are right here. I'm reminded of the song, "Give Me My Flowers While I Am Living," while I can smell the beauty that they bring. So let us not forget to encourage each other and lift each other up. Yes, we had a lot of African Americans do great things, but we're still doing great things. And we need to continue to encourage each other and to lift each other up and to let this world know that we are still thriving and striving. So just a few moments in honor of our Black history. just want to play this song for us. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we will let our speaker come forth.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoice.
Gracious Father, we just thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies that you have bestowed upon us this day. Father God, we, your handmaid servants, we will rejoice and be glad in it. For your word says, this is the day that you have made. And regardless of our circumstances or our situation, Father God, we are to rejoice and be glad in it. The world may ask the question, how can you rejoice with all the trouble, with all the evil, with all the violence, with all the death? How can you rejoice? We rejoice because we know your word is true. We know this, that you never fail. We know this, you are a man that cannot lie, nor you're the son of man that you repent. We know that all things work together for our good, according to those that love you and called according to your purpose. We know this, that you are in the midst of us. And that's why we can rejoice. We can rejoice because you said in your word, you will be with us always, even until the end of the earth. And Father, tonight we come with our hands lifted up and our mouths filled with praise, our hearts filled with thanksgiving, thanking you, Father God, for everything that we have seen, heard, felt this day. God, you've allowed us to, some of us to go, leave home and go to worship, leave home, go to work, leave home, go to the grocery store, leave home to go get food. And you brought us, took us there, and you brought us back safely. We're so grateful, thankful for your hand of protection that covers us and keeps us. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come before you to worship tonight. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you would be in the midst. And so, Father God, I pray that while we are worshiping you tonight, if there's one that's on this call that is sick in their body, we ask that you would release a healing now. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Restore strength, restore health, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's one tonight, Father God, that's trying to make a decision, trying to make the right choice, I pray they would take out the time to seek you first, because you're concerned about everything we're concerned about. You will not lead us astray. You will show us what to do. Tell us what to say. Show us where to go. Father God, tonight, if there is one that needs a job tonight, I pray, Father God, you would help them, God, to find employment. Help them tonight, Father God, find the right job, the job that you have just for them. Lord, please, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you help us, Father. That you, oh God, would lead us to where you would have us to go. And tonight, Father, if there's one on the call that's not saved, they haven't confessed you as Christ, they have not believed in their heart that God gave his son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of their sins, I pray that through this preach word, they would come to believe and make that confession tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. And we give you the highest praise, Lord. For you alone are worthy of all our praise and all of our glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. After this song of preparation, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Elder Bruce Mitchell from Fresno, California.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
on, y'all got to come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church.
As we give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank God for those pillars that have stood over this Portland broadcast. We thank God for the Butterfields, Pastor Sherelle, Pastor Black, Greater St. Stephens, and all that are listening in tonight. I give you glory and honor, Father, and praise your holy name. Tonight, my message will come from Psalms 119, a familiar number of psalms, Psalm 71, and I'll be reading it from the King James Version. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Glory to God, where the Lord has been blessed. The title of this message tonight, it's so appropriate to hear that song, You Deserve the Glory, because the title is For Your Glory, For Your Glory. Have you ever been in a strategic battle within yourself to do right? And no matter how much your mind was made up, that your body just simply continued to struggle and be stripped of all that was instilled in you as a child. And as a believer of God, we sometimes forget that God is in control. I said God is in control. You see, we the believer must trust that if God permits it, then God has a plan for it. I need an amen right there. This is also true even when it comes to our afflictions. If God permits it, then he has a plan for it. And we see affliction in the life of King David. It is permitted by God. David testifies himself that God used affliction in his life to produce glory for God. Come on, somebody. The process can be complicated and even confusing, yet concealed within the compounds is our opening truth. If God permits it, then he will use it. He has plans for it. Come on, somebody out there listening tonight can relate to what I'm saying. If he permits it, then he has a plan for it. Oh, yeah, David was in a tuggle. He was in a fight for his life many times throughout his life. We see it in different numbers of psalms that he's going in and out of different circumstances and situations, but he got into this particular number, and he said, it is good for me that I've been afflicted, because in that affliction, I learned my statutes. I learned the commandments. I learned to get into that word. I learned what was necessary for my life. David writes in the Psalms as a prayer. He's literally praying this. And I know somebody out there in this audience has also been praying some of the same things that David is saying tonight and petitioning to God to be in the will of God. Come on, somebody. You want to be right there walking in the will of God. You want to be right there fighting the good fight of faith. You want to walk in holiness and in the statutes of God's word. He cries out all throughout this psalm with the hearty desire to bring God glory. Come on, let's just rehearse some of the earlier verses in this 119th number of Psalms, like verse 4 that says, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. He said in verse 5, Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. He's reminding God that, yes, I know, even in my affliction, that you were already preparing me. You were already setting me up. You were already getting me ready for this battle that's already been placed on my books, already placed in the Lamb's Book of Life for me. You already knew, God, that I would go through this. And David, he cries out all throughout it, just telling God, God, keep me, God. Heaven goes on to say, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Other verses throughout this said, he prays again for God to teach him the ways of that statue, understanding that he was in the midst of a battle. He was right in the middle of spiritual warfare. And he remembered that if God permitted it, God had a plan for it. Some may believe that this affliction was a physical affliction, But I'm here to argue this text that it could have been a mental or a mind-blowing, a spiritual affliction could have been taking place. Sometimes you hear the author say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's things like that that get into our mind, and the enemy loves to get into your mind. Remember, he's here to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to do whatever he can to get your mind off the beaten path. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, it's not hard to find people who say that they want God. They want to get the glory, God to get the glory out of their lives. We even sing it regularly. I'll do anything for your glory. But what if it takes the affliction? What if it takes the chastening in our lives in order to produce the glory? Are you still willing to go through it and not just sing it? Come on, somebody. Are you willing to go through it? That's right. It was Arthur Fletcher, and he said, that he was the head of the United Negro College Fund. He's the one that coined the phrase, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we remember it because Romans 12 and 2 tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, I believe that it was a mind thing. I believe that this affliction that was going on, it was getting in his mind just like it gets in some of our minds. Sometimes we can't think of what's next. We can't comprehend what God's going to do. So we get caught up and we begin to think for ourselves. But the Bible is clear to tell us, lean not on your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. It's so many times that we want to turn and do what we want to do. We want to let that flesh be in control, but God is continually telling us, just like he's saying to David. He's telling David, don't worry, I got you. He's telling David that in the midst of his affliction, I'm going to teach you some stuff. I'm going to get you ready for this particular assignment. So tonight's lesson, as we go in understanding afflictions, tonight teaches us three things that affliction produces. These three things I'm going to give you, and I'm going to get out of your way. But listen, it helped me. It helped me to understand that there's more to life than just running through it. There's more to this walk that we're in than just fly by night. But we have to take the time to understand what his word is saying. The first thing tonight, if we want to give God glory, is you have to have the right living for his glory. The right living for his glory. See, you understand, before affliction, verse 67 says, I went astray. It also goes on to tell us that we did as we pleased, regardless of whom it affected. Isn't that just like us? In myself, there was no consciousness in my mind that would submit to my thoughts. I was doing as I pleased. In other words, there was no convictions. Oh, I remember the time I would club all night. I remember the time I would drink day and night. Whether it would be drugs or whatever, it didn't matter. I just did as I pleased. Come on, somebody. Anybody else live that life, or you may even be living it right now, doing as you please and thinking that there's no consequences to it. But there are consequences. This particular text, it talked about previous. It said, I went astray. I couldn't get on the right track. I couldn't get my feet on the ground. David said, I cried out to you to train me well in your deep wisdom. David said, help me to understand these things inside and out. Come on, somebody. He was asking the Lord, build me up again by your word. Barricade the road that goes nowhere. Come on, somebody. You know, if you're out there today and you're living this life that's taking you to a road of nowhere, come on, wake up tonight. God is saying, even in the midst of this affliction, whatever it is, be it mind, soul, even a physical affliction, he said, listen, whatever's happening, I'm doing it so that I get the glory out of it. I'm doing so you'll understand to get in that word. You'll understand to stand by that word, trust that word, and believe in that word. God promised. Then he said, you'll be able to stand up to the mockery because you trusted his word. You got your feet back on the trail that you're blazing. I was up at once, and I didn't drag my feet, but I was quick to follow your orders, Lord. It was because of the right living for your glory.
Hebrews 12 and 10 and 11 says, he chastens us because he loves us, and he causes our living to glorify him. Oh, there's reasons why we have to go through what we have to go through. Secondly, the second thing that affliction produces, it teaches us to reverence God for his glory. Come on, somebody. Verse 67 through 70 says, thou art good, and thou doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Thy proud hath forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts within my whole heart. Come on, as we're singing the songs tonight and we're hearing that he deserves it, he deserves it. There's another song that teaches us a reverence for our God. It's because of who you are. We heard it. I give you glory because of who you are, God. Just the mention of your name, God, the omniscient God, all-knowing God, the omnipotent, all-powerful, and omnipresent here, there, everywhere. That's who you are, God. And David was telling God that he's good. Not only is he good, but what he does is good. Other verses, as we continue to walk up and down this chapter, he says to God, turn away my reproach. That's my shame, what I've been going through, what's caused me to look down and not put my head up. He says, turn away, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. You've spared me, Lord, the embarrassments that would have left me vulnerable, that would have left me fearful to my emotional state, and you caused me to be exposed, but you're so good, God. You gave me your grace, and you gave me your mercy. Come on, somebody out there. It's the reverence that God deserves. When my enemies pulled the cover off me, God, you threw the blanket back over me. You taught me by your grace and mercies to stand and trust in your word. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your word, God. Thank you that you didn't give up on me, Father. Thank you that you made a way out of no way for me, God. Thank you, God. You deserve it, God. You deserve the reverence, God. You deserve all the accolades, Father. Oh, my God. Father, for what you've done for me, God. Man, glory to God. Oh, this is the reverence that we must have for our great God, for his glory. Glory to God. And last but not least, this text teaches us that we must retain for his glory. Psalm 71 tells us it's good that I've been afflicted. Not just in statement only, people of God, but it's good that God had to chastise us. It's good that he had to put some pressure down on us, because sometimes if he don't put the pressure on us, we'll continue to stay casual and common and just continue to do as we please. Yeah, he says, it's good for me that I've been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. This word retain, it means to keep or to hold on to. All throughout this chapter, David is continually crying out and retaining. He's keeping what God constantly is reiterating through his word. I want to tell somebody tonight, keep what God has already put in you. Retain what God has been preparing for you for your next assignment, for your next battle, for your next focus, for your next area of concern. Retain it. He went on to say, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. As you're going through your trial, as you're going through your situation, he's already put that word down in you. And he's not going to let that word leave you in time of need. There was such a petition from David throughout this chapter that allows David to retain this word again. Verse 26 says, I have declared my ways and you hear me. He's already given God glory because he knows that God is hearing him. And not only that, God's already moving on his behalf. Teach me, O God, make me understand the ways of your precepts, so I shall talk of thy wondrous works. Give me an understanding and I shall keep thy law. Tonight, we're simply reminding God of who he is. We're simply saying, God, for your glory, God. For your glory, I'll do anything, Father. For your glory, God, I'll run 1,000 miles, God. For your glory, I'll continue to stay on my knees, God. For your glory, I'll continue to pray and fast, God. I'll continue to stand for somebody else, Father. I'll continue to do it because I know, God, you haven't forgotten me. Even though it gets hot and it gets tough, God, I know you haven't forgotten me. Oh, God, it's good that I've been afflicted, that you might learn my statutes, God. So as we fight through our afflictions, we're reminded tonight, if God permitted it, then God has a plan for us. We're reminded that it's going to help us to live right for his glory. It's going to remind us, it's going to reassure us that the reverence is simply for his glory. And it also teaches us that we got to retain, hold on to his glory. Oh, bless the Lord. To God be the glory for the things that he have done. Shall we pray? Oh, Father God, we thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this word, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you have rested on our hearts and our minds, God, as this word has went forth, God. We thank you, God, that you've cared enough, Father God, that when we cast all our cares on you, God, that you careth for us, Father. We thank you that you reminded us, Father, to be sober in this thing and be vigilant because there is an adversary out there that's trying to come in and kill, steal, and destroy us and take our minds and keep us from doing what you said is right. Oh, the affliction is tough, God. But, Father, we know that it's making a difference, God. It's changing our lives, God. And for that, God, we give you glory. We thank you now. We call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Elder Mitchell, what a powerful word on tonight to remind us that our afflictions are going to come, but if we do what you've given us tonight, if we follow those directions, we will come out the better. I couldn't help but think about the reward of Psalms 103 when we fall in line and follow the precepts in which the Lord has given to us, all of those many blessings that he will give unto us. Oh, thank you so much for that word on tonight. I hope you are blessed, my brothers and sisters, by the word of God. We're truly grateful to God for blessing us tonight with that word. And we pray that the Lord will restore what Elder Mitchell has poured out tonight. Hope and pray that he said something to help you, to encourage you, and to strengthen you, and to intensify your love relationship with the Lord. I hope and pray tonight that something was said that will help you through your affliction. I remember hearing the old folks say, if you're not going through something, you just came out of something. And if you haven't come out of something, you better hold on because something is on the way. Now we have what we need to make it through. I want to remind you that if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Let us receive our benediction for tonight, and please let someone know next Sunday night at 8 p.m. we will be here doing the same thing, prayer, praise, and preaching. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah. 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 You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah, you get the glory. Hallelujah, you get the praise. Hallelujah, forever you get the glory. Hallelujah, God, you get it. Hallelujah, you get the glory. You get the praise. When the healing comes,
hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes, you'll get the praise. When the justice comes, you'll get the glory. Hallelujah. You'll get the praise. Nobody else but you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love comes, you get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
In every situation.